we present The Doomed Oasis by Hammond Innes, adapted in six parts for radio by René Basilico, and starring Tim Munro as George Grant. The Doomed Oasis, Part 4.
Gahwa? Coffee, sir?
Thank you. What's that?
Coffee, sir.
No, in the dish.
Ah, dates, sir. You like dates?
For breakfast?
Oh, for all time, sir. You try, please.
Yes, yes, I will. Thank you. That was quite a storm we had last night, wasn't it?
Pardon me, please?
Storm. Last night.
Ah, Rih al-Shamal. All gone now. Sand every place.
I'm sure.
Good morning, sir.
Yes. Good morning, thank you.
Nasrani Gam min al-Nom, ya Colonel.
Kul Sheikh Mahmoud, Nasrani Grant Hina.
Fawran, ya Hadrat Colonel.
Morning, Grant.
Morning, Colonel. You had your storm, then?
It kept you awake, did it?
Most of the night, yes. Put the fear of God into me, quite frankly.
I've sent word to Sheikh Mahmoud that you're here with me. I think he ought to know.
Yes, I suppose so. These dates are delicious.
They're locally grown.
Oh.
But for how much longer? Without oil, there's no water. Without water, there's no dates, and ultimately no Sarefa.
That's something I could never have understood unless I'd seen it with my own eyes.
People see what they want to see, Mr. Grant. Mirages don't occur in the desert. They occur in the mind. But I'm intruding.
No, please.
I'll leave you to get dressed. You'll find water in the bowl.
But use it sparingly.
We'll make an Arab of you yet. Come down when you're ready.
The Colonel. He waits for you. In here, please.
Thank you.
Oh, Grant, come on in here.
Thank you, Colonel.
Do please sit down. On the carpet, Mr. Grant.
I don't think I'll ever get the hang of this.
It depends on how long you intend staying out here. Well?
As long as it takes me to sort out your son's affairs.
Why should that bring you to Sarefa at this precise moment?
It didn't. That was pure chance. But there are a lot of things I don't understand about David's death. And they all come back to Sarefa.
Inevitably.
And to you. Tell me, Colonel, did Sheikh Mahmoud know that David was surveying in the border area?
Not at first, no.
When did he find out?
When I told him.
You?
Have you come across Alexander Erkart in your travels?
Yes, briefly.
He's general manager of Gulf Oman in Bahrain.
I know.
Well, at this particular moment in time, it could prove disastrous for Sarefa to let Erkart even think that David might have been surveying anywhere but the general area where I'm drilling now.
And where's that?
Away from the disputed border area. Well inside Sarefa territory.
Do you think you'll find oil there?
I very much doubt it.
I see. And where David was drilling on the border...
I'm absolutely sure of it. I always have been.
Yes, of course. The so-called Whittaker theory.
Oh, you'll see. Holmes was proved right in Bahrain, and I'll be proved right in Sarefa once this border business has simmered down. But in the meantime, the best thing for Sarefa would be for me to persuade Gulf Oman to take the concession on my present drilling sites.
But you've just said there's no oil there.
I said I doubted it, Mr. Grant. I might be wrong.
Aren't you offering a very slim hope for a very large concession?
But Erkart hasn't done too well out here. A new concession will do him no harm at all in London.
How does Sir Philip Gould fit into all this?
He doesn't. I wish to God I knew what he was doing out here.
I was told it was a general tour of inspection.
I don't believe that, not for one minute. To start with, that would never have taken him anywhere near the border area. Not unless he knew about David's location.
Oh, but he did...
How the hell did he get hold of them?
My fault, I'm afraid.
What?
He ransacked my briefcase when I was out of the room.
You should have had more damn sense.
Yes, I know that now. I'm sorry. I really am.
How did you come to have those locations in the first place?
David sent them to me.
Oh.
Before he disappeared. My instructions were to show David's survey reports to Sir Philip Gord and offer him the concession on the strength of them. If and only if Sir Philip signed the concession, was I to give him the exact locations the reports referred to.
You mean David expected Philip to sign a concession agreement sight unseen?
Apparently.
Where is he now? Do you know?
Sir Philip?
Mm.
I don't know. I should imagine he went back to Bahrain.
Then it's quite possible they won't bump into each other.
Who won't?
Philip and Urquhart. Urquhart left Bahrain yesterday. He'll be safely in Sharjah by now.
How do you know?
Alex Urquhart's on his way here, Mr. Grant. To Sarayfa. To sign a concession agreement for my present test drillings.
Good God.
It's Prince Khalid. I wonder what he wants. Excuse me.
By all means.
Ah, Khalid. Is it me?
نعم كونو أبوي يريد يتكلم مع نصراني
إيش يريد من النصراني؟
مفاوضة في مندوب من عبد الزيد
أقول النصراني يمشي معك
شكرا
مستر جرانت
Yes
شيخ محمود wants to see you
When?
Now He sent Khalid to fetch you There's an envoy from the Emir of Had Probably why the Sheikh wants to talk to you.
What about?
I don't know, but for God's sake, man, think before you speak.
I shall try not to speak at all. I don't have anything to say anyway.
Inshallah.
Salaam alaikum, Mr. Grant.
Good morning.
Get in, please, Mr. Grant.
Thank you. By the way, why does your father want to see me? Do you know?
Yes. The Emir of Had has sent one of his sheikhs to make a demand for a new border.
Yes.
That is why my father wishes to see you.
I'm sorry, but how does that affect me?
My father would wish you to make an explanation to Sheikh Abdullah for why you and Mr. Entwistle were surveying on the border yesterday.
No. Mr. Entwistle was surveying, not me.
But you were with him, and he is not here to speak for himself.
This is difficult, and I don't really know what to say.
If I may guide your thoughts.
Please.
Perhaps Mr. Entwistle was unsuccessful in his search for oil, do you think?
He was, as a matter of fact. Ah, I see. Your father wishes me to say there is no oil on the border with Had.
Yes.
I'm not a geologist, you know.
I know this, but Sheikh Abdullah does not. He believes you work for the Gulfman Company.
Ah.
You must understand, Mr. Grant, that my father does not believe that a few miles of sand is worth fighting for.
But if there were oil on the border, it could be Sarayfa's salvation, couldn't it?
And if we fight, it is my father's belief that Sarayfa will be destroyed before the oil can save us.
Yes. I see the dilemma. What's going on over there?
A mother mourns her son. When the men of Had blew up the village last night, my father sent men to make a reprisal. The men of Had were waiting in ambush. Four of our people are dead, two more hurt.
Oh no, that's dreadful.
They have modern weapons, the men of Had. We have only the rifles of our fathers.
So it's true then about the Emir getting guns from Iraq?
You know this?
I was told, yes. As I was also told that David Whittaker was like a brother to Khalid, the son of Sheikh Mahmud.
It is true.
And that Khalid, of all others in the world, would tell me exactly what happened to David.
Come. My father's waiting.
Baba, Egyptian Nasrani.
Come forward, please, Mr. Grant.
Your Highness.
You chose to stay in Sarayfa, after all.
Yes.
Ah, yes. Please, be seated.
Ah, thank you.
Now, Mr. Grant, Sheikh Abdullah has come in peace from Abdulaziz bin Sultan, Emir of Had, to discover what were you doing on the border yesterday.
We were being fired at by a gang of terrorists.
You were in a disputed area.
It is not disputed by my country, at least not as far as I am aware.
My neighbor of Hadistius is the territory, Mr. Grant, and he is my brother before Allah, so I must listen to his claim.
As you wish, Your Highness.
Thank you, Mr. Grant. Perhaps now you will tell Sheikh Abdullah why you were in the disputed border area.
Of course. I was taken there by Sir Philip Gord.
Sir Philip Gord was there?
Indeed, he was bringing me to Tarifa.
But Sir Philip Gord did not come to Tarifa.
No. He landed for a brief stop and left me with Mr. Entwistle of the Gulf Oman Company.
السيد فليب لازم كان عارف عن حفريات على الحدود. فهي واضحة كسنام الجمل.
صبر يا شيخ عبد الله. احنا شفنا السنام. وممكن هذا السنام يكون لجمل تاني.
Mr. Grant, Mr. Entwistle was drilling close to the border, yes?
I believe so, yes.
Why did Sir Philip Gord land with his airplane there?
I've no idea. I'm afraid I'm only a lawyer, not an oil man.
But Sir Philip is an oil man. If he has business on the border, that is only because there is oil there.
That's not the impression I got.
What do you mean, Mr. Grant?
Sir Philip Gord seemed very surprised to find Entwistle drilling there at all, as far as I could make out. He ordered him to take his survey truck to the location where Colonel Whittaker is drilling, where it would be some use.
شفت يا شيخ أحمد. السنام كان في الحقيقة الجمل تاني.
هذا النصراني كذاب.
ما أظن. بيقول الحقيقة.
I think you should leave us now, Mr. Grant. What we have to say now is better said in our own tongue between Sheikh Abdullah and myself.
Thank you. Your Highness, Sheikh Abdullah, it is an honor to have met you.
Goodbye, Mr. Grant.
بابا تريدني أن أبقى.
لا هذا مش ضروري الشيخ عبدالله لازم حيعطينا كل التفاصيل على الاقتراحات اللي الشيخ عبدالعزيز.
Ah, Mr. Grant.
Hello.
Mr. Grant, I just wanted to thank you.
What for?
For not telling the truth.
I am a lawyer, Prince Khalid, and lawyers never tell lies.
But they do not always tell the whole truth.
Well,
I think maybe you're one very fine lawyer.
I only hope it helps.
Thank you.
What will happen now?
Sheikh Abdullah will ask for a new border which will put inside the Emirate of Had all the places where Mr. Entwistle was drilling.
And your father will agree?
He will not disagree. He will ask only for time to consider.
How much time have you got?
Mr. Erkart of Gulfaman comes to Sarifa today. If it is the will of Allah, he brings also a concession agreement with the company. Come, Mr. Grant. I would like to show you the date gardens of Sarifa.
Oh, what on earth?
Ah, you are awake.
Just. What's going on out there?
Going on? The noise, you mean? That is the sound of happiness, Mr. Grant. The concession agreement has been signed.
What? But that's marvelous. When was it signed?
10 minutes ago. By Hajj Whittaker and Mr. Erkart. The news has travelled over Sarifa like the Shemal.
So what happens now?
Now there will be a great feast of celebration. They are preparing it already. You will come, of course.
Well,
you are invited. And my father would expect it.
Very well, then. Thank you.
Welcome, Mr. Grant.
Thank you.
I've been asked by my father to seat you at my right hand.
I'm honored.
No, the honor is mine. Next to you is Mr. Erkart. You know him?
Yes, we have met.
Good. Come. As you can see, Hajj Whittaker is at my father's right hand. He's our guest of honor.
He's earned it.
Sheikh Abdullah does not think so.
Is he here?
Of course. Our hospitality demands it.
Talk about a ghost at the feast.
A very sad-faced ghost. Here's your place.
Thank you.
Mr. Grant.
Hello, Mr. Erkart.
What are you doing here?
Same as you, I think. Come to join the celebration.
Where's Sir Philip Gord? Do you know?
No, I don't know, I'm afraid. I think he may have flown back to Bahrain.
Thank God for that.
Do sit, please, Mr. Grant.
Thank you. I don't think I've ever seen so much food.
It is always like this. There must be enough for all those to participate who cannot sit down at the feast.
Who's the old man in the corner, by the musician?
That is the court poet.
Oh.
He's to speak a poem in honor of the occasion.
هتغطي الصحراء بالنباتات وتمر المية في الجنوات فالتمر يثني النخلات ويعم الخير والبركات وإن شاء الله.
I think we have more guests.
Good God.
Sir Philip Gord.
Yes.
What's he doing here?
Your Highness.
Me, guys.
I see you're feasting. May I ask why?
Tfadl.
Well, well, Mr. Eckhart. There can be only one reason for you to be here. Am I to assume that you've signed the concession agreement?
That is right.
There can't be much else to celebrate in Sarefa at the moment.
Is that not enough?
You are most welcome to join us, Sir Philip Gord.
Your Highness, I hope you're not party to some conspiracy.
I do not understand. I hear the words, Sir Philip Gord, but I do not understand them.
Then I shall try to make my meaning clear. Do you have the concession agreement here with you?
It is here.
And may I see it?
Certainly. I think you will find that everything is in perfect order.
I sincerely hope so. And you actually signed this, Alex?
Of course. I am entitled to sign concession agreements, you know.
Yes, but not one like this. This isn't the standard company agreement, is it?
I don't know what you mean.
Under that agreement, the company is only granted the right to prospect. This piece of paper makes it a legal charge on the company to do so. And it covers the whole of Sarefa, including the borderlands currently in dispute with Hadda. I suspect that something like this was on the cards. You've been conned, Eckhart.
No, not at all.
Oh, yes, you have. You wouldn't be capable of dreaming up something like this. This has to be the other party's handiwork.
I'd like a word with you, Philip.
Good. I certainly want one with you, Charles.
In private?
No, here. In public. Yeah. We'll settle this thing once and for all. Is there, or is there not, oil where you are drilling at present?
Well, we're only down to 3,000 feet as yet.
You can drill down to 30,000 and you won't find oil, and you know it, Charles.
But I don't understand.
Of course you don't understand. You'd never understand a man like Whittaker in a million years.
But he is drilling with his own money. He has invested every penny he's got into this program.
Bait, Eckhart, bait. And you swallowed it hook, line, and sinker.
I don't believe it. No, I won't believe it.
Tell him, Charles. Tell him the truth for once.
Why did it have to be you, Philip? Why you, of all people?
Whittaker! Whittaker! Come back!
Go to hell!
You bastard!
Leave him, Eckhart. Just leave him.
Give me that!
So much for your agreement, Whittaker.
Mr. Eckhart, your company has signed an agreement to tear up the paper. It is not to say that the agreement no longer exists.
Then sue us. But if God is right, you will lose.
I have always trusted the British, Sir Philip Gord. And I have always trusted you. You have ever been my friend.
I still am, Your Highness. Believe me.
Then you will honor the agreement.
There is no agreement. Eckhart has done the only thing possible. I spent 2 hours with the political resident in Bahrain. He made my government's attitude abundantly clear. There can be no question of our company, or any other company for that matter, undertaking exploration in the disputed border territories. And I'm convinced that's the only place you'll find oil in Sarefa.
Aha. Thank you, Sir Philip Gord.
Ah, Sheikh Abdullah, salam.
Alaikum salam. I'll be happy to inform Abdul Zayd bin Sultan that Allah in his wisdom has seen fit to guide his hand in drawing a permanent border between his emirate
and the Sheikhdom of Tarifa.
Sir Philip!
Grant. Sorry about the drama in there. Hope it hasn't spoiled your feast.
Well, you have rather put the cat amongst the pigeons.
By the way, what happened to Entwistle?
He got out last night.
Yes, he's got his head screwed on.
I think you ought to go and talk to Colonel Whittaker, Sir Philip.
Why?
You owe him that much.
It wouldn't serve any purpose. When you've just smashed a man's lifelong dream, he doesn't forgive you so easily. Especially someone like Charles.
Well, go anyway.
No, I have nothing to say to him. Believe me, I have tried. When I saw the political resident, I tried to persuade him to support us, at least politically. I showed him David's drilling reports, everything. But when he saw the locations, he just didn't want to know. Yeah, he's right, of course. We all know it. And Charles more than anyone.
And Sheikh Mahmood?
Of course. He's nobody's fool. Is it true that you look after Charles's affairs in England?
I don't personally, but the practice does. Why?
I was just thinking. You're right about Charles. Someone's got to pick up the pieces.
That was certainly my feeling.
And you're probably the best person to do it.
Me?
But you're the only one who's not involved. Someone in your profession should at least be able to lend a sympathetic ear.
Shouldn't they? Well,
I'll be leaving at first light if you want to lift out of here.
Sir Philip?
What now?
What about my briefcase?
What? Yes, you left it on the plane.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
My apologies about that.
I'd like it back, if you finish with it.
Oh, have a word with Otto. He'll get it for you.
Thank you.
Oh, and Grant.
Yes?
Tread carefully if I were you. Things could get a little unpleasant. I know these people. They'll feel we've betrayed them.
Do you wonder?
No, but I understand. And don't forget, we leave at first light.
Hello? Colonel Whittaker?
Over here, Mr. Grant.
Ah. Yusuf said you were up here on the roof. I hope you don't mind.
I was half expecting Philip Gord. No, half hoping, actually.
Yes.
Do you think I should go back and talk to Philip?
I doubt if it would help.
These old men just don't understand the Arab mentality. The problems of the Bedou Sheikhs, the feuds, the vague boundaries that never mattered while they were no more than desert sands. Even Philip doesn't really understand the Arab, though he likes to think he does.
It's no longer just a local Arab problem, is it?
And Philip's concerned with the big picture. You don't have my son's survey reports in that briefcase of yours, by any chance?
Yes.
May I see them? Please, Mr. Grant. I am treading the same road as David now.
Very well.
Thank you.
The locations are in the second envelope.
Yes. I take it Jack Entwistle was running a check on these locations?
Yes.
What were the results, do you know?
Not really, no. He'd only just started when we were attacked.
Where was that?
Location C, would that be it?
Yes. That's where I shall start, then.
Start what?
Drilling. What else?
But that's madness.
Probably. But I'm on my own now. Outside the company. Outside the pressures and the political ramifications.
Do you really believe that?
Of course I do. I can get away with it where the company never could.
Yes. Uh-oh. What now?
Those are Khalid's men.
Ya Haji Whittaker! بندور عن نصراني الأمير خالد بده يتكلم معاك.
What's the problem?
It seems Khalid wants words with you, Grant. They've come to take you to him.
Do you think I should go?
I don't think you've any option. Don't worry, you're probably safer with Khalid than with me.
You think there's some danger?
Not in the way you mean, probably. But no, Nasrani's going to be very popular tonight. You'd better go.
Very well.
Ahojai!
Salam!
Thank you.
wait. Prince Khalid. Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam.
Aun Nusrani.
Shukran. Jahiz al-Jamal. Wasta'idu lil-haraka. Sorry to make trouble for you, Mr. Grant. You spoke with Hajj Whitaker.
Yes.
What will he do now?
I'm not terribly sure.
Please, Mr. Grant, I must know. It is important.
Yes, I can see it very well might be.
Will he desert us now when we need him most?
Quite the contrary. He will try to find oil for you on the border with Had.
I have just spoken with my father. I understand more now what Hajj Whitaker's trying to do for Sarifa.
It might have been better if he told you himself.
Much better also if he had told David.
Yes, that too. But it's all hindsight now, isn't it?
You were a great friend to David Whitaker, no?
I helped him once when, as a solicitor, I possibly shouldn't have done.
Yes, he told me this. Will you come with me, Mr. Grant, to Umm al-Thameen?
Where's that?
A place in the desert. 2-3 days' ride from here.
Well, I don't know.
I urge you, Mr. Grant. You must come.
To do what?
To speak with David Whitaker.
David Whitaker? But he's dead.
Yes, but now it is time for him to be alive again. Come.
أحضروا الجمال. اركبوا.
That was part 4 of The Doomed Oasis by Hammond Innes, adapted for radio by René Basilico, and starring Tim Munro as George Grant. Also featuring Bernard Horsfall as Colonel Whitaker, Raad Rawi as Prince Khalid, Farouk El-Demadash as Sheikh Mahmoud, Ali Rafai as Yusuf, Gerard Green as Sir Philip Broad, John Malcolm as Alexander Erhard, and Adam Hussein as Sheikh Abdullah. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Produced by John Fawcett Wilson.